Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it's turning out to be a very good year to be an NFL free agent. Some major players moving to new teams, signing huge new contracts. Topping the list, one of the best defensive players and the top free agent, former Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh, signed a $114 million contract with the Miami Dolphins, making him the highest paid defensive player in NFL history. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst and host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. So, Mike, what's going on for free agents?
Peter King, who covers this and has been covering football for 31 years, said a couple days ago it was the craziest day he's ever seen in the offseason in the NFL. So some of the moves, aside from Ndamukong Suh's signing, you have whatever the heck the Philadelphia Eagles are doing. So first of all, they lose LeSean McCoy, their great running back. They let him go to Buffalo. Then they make this trade. They trade their quarterback, Nick Foles, for Sam Bradford of the Rams. Just kind of a straight-up quarterback swap. The coach, Chip Kelly, essentially saying, I think Bradford will be better than Foles. It's kind of a shocking move. Bradford's just not better than Foles. He hasn't seemed to have been. And also, Bradford gets hurt all the time. So wouldn't you rather have a healthy guy who a couple years ago set the record for most touchdowns with fewest interceptions? You know, I think what Chip Kelly is saying is that he's such a good offensive coordinator. We could put anyone in my system and they'll flourish. He may be right, but it's kind of a shocking move. And today, DeMarco Murray, who's a Cowboys running back, is in Philadelphia. Maybe he'll be the Eagles running back taking over for McCoy. And I mean, I could go on and on with every move. Yep. So Sue leaves. Detroit needs a defensive lineman. They get in Haloti Ngata, who used to be on the Ravens. All these pieces are moving in an unprecedented manner.
Well, when it's huge money at stake, do the teams, I mean, what does time show us? Do the teams get their money's worth?
You know, sometimes they do, especially now when we throw the figures around, we could say, you know, a $70 million contract. You have to look at how much is guaranteed. But that number, the guaranteed part, is not the only number they'll be paying. I would say this. A lot of teams are making headlines. A lot of fans are very excited to get a player who's a headliner. The teams that sign their own free agents, teams like the Green Bay Packers, who kept Brian Bulaga, the lineman, who kept Cobb, the receiver, not as big headlines nationally, but those are the good teams. That's how you win in the NFL. You draft good players and keep those good players. Or you're like the New England Patriots, where you're smart enough to have a great coach and a great quarterback, and you just kind of say, yeah, we'll just redo the team every year. So they lost Darrell Revis, their cornerback. He's going to the Jets. I think the Patriots will be able to bounce back because history has shown us they're always able to bounce back.
Of course, you know we agree. And Mike, anytime we can mention Will Ferrell in a sports segment, we have to. So just briefly before you go, he's playing all nine positions for 10 teams in 5 spring training games today in Arizona. It's a fundraiser for cancer treatment. You can follow it at MLB.com and on the hashtag Ferrell Takes the Field. It's so far hilarious. But he's also honoring someone who really did this.
Yes, the 47-year-old rookie, Will Ferrell, is honoring Bert Campaneris, who is the first player in one game, sort of a stunt, definitely a stunt, to play every position. Now, the infield positions are somewhat interchangeable, but pitching's hard. In his stunt, Will Ferrell will also be umpiring. So that's an extra layer. See, this is what I like about baseball. It endorses whimsy.
And he's the ball boy. It's a lot of fun for a good cause. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.